This is a security announcement.
This week, I'm at St Pancras International, which reopened in November 2007 after an £800 million restoration. Now, one of the more notable features of this restoration is the glass roof covering the famous Barlow train shed. At over 110 feet above street level, it has an area of more than 10,000 metres squared, using over 17,000 panels of glass. But what's really interesting, though, is that the roof isn't just made of ordinary glass. The panels have the ability to clean themselves. So with me here at St Pancras is Ivan Parkin, Professor of Materials Chemistry at University College London, to tell me how this self-cleaning glass works.
The self-cleaning glass works under two ways. One is due to something called photocatalysis, which is the action of light onto the surface of the glass to basically chomp away or eat up the dirt or debris that's on the surface. And the other one's due to a process known as hydrophilicity, and that is that the glass loves water, and any rainwater impacting on the surface will form a sheet and wash down any dirt in a uniform fashion.
What's on the glass to cause this to happen?
There is a coating on the outside surface of the glass, and it's a chemical called titanium dioxide. Titanium dioxide is an inorganic pigment which is widely used in a whole variety of products. Everything from sunscreens, where it reflects away some of the sun's UV rays, through to toothpaste, through to the whitener, for example, responsible for the white colour in white paints or even in paper.
But what kind of dirt can it actually break down? Surely not everything.
Well, that's right. It primarily works on organic dirt or debris. If you have inorganic material on the surface, then that can be a problem. So, for example, if you had a self-cleaning glass which is on a seafront hotel and there was salt spray impacting on the window, the self-cleaning glass would really struggle to remove the salt which would be deposited on the surface.
What then happens to get rid of the dirt from the glass?
Any rainwater impacting on the surface will form a very smooth sheet which will wash things down uniformly. And the reason for that is that the action of sunlight on titania also produces a surface which is very hydrophilic, which means it's very water loving. So water loves wetting the surface. The action of sunlight generates effectively hydroxyl species on the surface. That is, there's the ability of water to hydrogen bond to the glass, and that's why it wets it so effectively.
But if it then creates this sheet of water on the surface, how does that sheet then go away?
It just runs down in a uniform fashion. So instead of getting dirt concentrated on the edges of the little rivulets or droplets, which happens, and over time it builds up a higher and higher concentration, so you kind of get a runoff pattern. The runoff pattern here is very uniform, so you can't actually notice it. Everything is washed down at the same rate. But it primarily works only on surfaces which have some form of slant. If you just had a perfectly horizontal surface, then it would struggle because there's no gradient for the water then to run off. It would then evaporate, and then you would still not clean very efficiently.
Actually, that makes a lot of sense, because looking up here at the St Pancras roof, although it's arched over, every panel of glass has actually been set at an angle.
Yes, that's exactly right. If you look at the panels, they probably have at least a 30 degree angle on any one sheet that you look at. And they're not only they're angled in an arch fashion, but they're also kind of concertinaed together in a kind of corrugated fashion.
That was UCL chemist Professor Ivan Parkin talking to our very own Mira Synthalingam about the wonders of self-cleaning glass.
I want some of that for my house, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely terrific.